As soon as films learned how to speak, they just had to sing. From the very first talkie in 1927 all the way through the 1970s, the musical lit up the silver screen.
Goodbye.
Meet me in St. Louis.
I'm singing in the rain.
That's entertainment.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Such great stuff. But in the 80s and 90s, the film musical basically disappeared. That all changed this past decade. Think Hairspray, Chicago, Mamma Mia, Dreamgirls, also Sweeney Todd, Phantom of the Opera. And fittingly, one of the last movie releases of the decade was a musical, Nine. Our film critic, Bob Mondello, joins us once again to take a look back at the decade gone by. Hello, Bob.
It is good to be here.
All right, so before we get to these past 10 years, tell us, why was there such a drop-off? Why just a handful of movie musicals in the 80s and 90s?
Well, because the ones at the very beginning of the 80s were terrible, which helps a little bit.
Get off to a bad start, yeah.
My theory is, if you think about it, in 1980-81, mm-hmm. this other thing happened. We started watching music in a different form, music videos.
MTV.
On TV, exactly. And so I think that because we had this other way to look at it, it wasn't necessary to have the whole long thing with stories.
But what happened? Because you're saying these type musicals made a big comeback in the last 10 years. Well, we still have music videos out there today.
Right. But there was something that happened in Hollywood, which was that they made this little musical called Moulin Rouge, and it made lots of money. That was in 2001, and it was a story set in 1899 with Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. Mm-hmm. And Ewan McGregor was writing a musical, and as you will hear, I'm about to play a clip, he was not entirely in period.
All you need is love.
A girl has got to eat.
All you need is love.
She'll end up on the street.
All you need is love.
Love is just a game.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
Isn't that nice? I mean, it was really kind of fun what they were doing with it. They used a whole bunch of other songs, big hit songs, and turned it into a lovely collection of music videos, in a sense. And it was big and splashy and gorgeous, and the audience bought it.
Gorgeous to watch, and that kind of opened the floodgates, or we could put it, après Moulin Rouge, le déluge.
Yes. And a lot of those pictures, the ones you mentioned at the very beginning, went over the $100 million mark. And that's really what's different about this decade. These pictures are grossing enormous amounts.
Huge box office.
Right, and especially Mamma Mia.
The ABBA musical that
That's
had been
right.
a huge hit on stage.
Which grossed more than $600 million.
Whoa, Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, how can I resist ya?
Man, I wish I could have resisted that one. That drove me crazy that was that big a hit. Because it's by no means one of the great musicals to come along. But it is, I mean, it was very popular. And audiences all over the world loved ABBA and therefore loved that show.
And a few of this genre, of the film musical genre, have been actually good movies. You could name Chicago, for example, which actually won the Academy Award for Best Picture a few years back.
That's right, in 2002. And it was the first one to win in that category since Oliver had in 1968. So we'd had a long dry spell about all of that.
Hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug. In case you shake up heart and want a brand new start to do that.
Why do you think these film musicals are making a revival?
Well, the theory usually put forward about why musicals stopped being popular was that audiences just felt uncomfortable with the fact of people bursting into song all the time. And I was thinking about it, and I think in around 2001, 2002, people started walking around on the subway, at least here, singing.
iPods.
And it's iPods. Huh. And I suddenly realized, oh, how weird. And I think it is that we got used to the idea that we have a soundtrack in our heads as we're walking around. And so it didn't seem so strange for characters to have that.
I don't know you, but I want you.
There was one musical that actually took that idea and sort of ran with it. It was about a couple of musicians in Ireland, and they decided that they were going to try to put together a song. and one of them recorded the music onto a tape.
Oh, I'm remembering this. This is Once It Was Called.
That's right.
Right.
And he gave the tape to his girlfriend, and she put on headphones, and she's coming up with the lyrics, and so she's walking down the street wearing the headphones, listening to the music, and she's singing.
Take this sinking boat and port it home. We've still got time.
So it makes perfectly good sense, even if you're a stickler for realism, that they would be singing like that.
This is obviously easier done with a film that's about music, a little bit harder if you're doing a movie about, I don't know, a musical about Wall Street or something.
Yes, that's true. Let's hope they don't come up with a musical about Wall Street.
Gordon Gekko sings and dances. Well, last question for you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Is this a trend we're going to see continue?
Oh, yeah. Actually, this coming summer, they're remaking Footloose.
Oh, dear.
Hairspray 2 is coming along. Emma Thompson, I read, was working on a new script for My Fair Lady. And they're talking about Keira Knightley as Eliza. So we're going to see a bunch of stuff. And actually, there's a whole bunch of others that are in theory coming along, like Carousel and Aida and The Color Purple and Wicked and Sunset Boulevard. It's going to be another musical decade.
Movie critic Bob Mondello, who's been reviewing the decade in film for us these past few weeks. It has been a lot of fun. I know Guy has had a lot of fun, and I am so lucky to be able to sit in for the grand finale. Bob, thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
And we'd like to hear from you. What was your favorite movie musical from the past 10 years? Join the conversation at npr.org.